Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. More trouble for the nation's number two automaker, Ford. The company announced another round of production cuts this morning. It will temporarily shut down a handful of North American plants. It's part of a long-term restructuring plan. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. And Amy, more cuts. What's going on there at Ford?
Well, Ford had a pretty rough second quarter. It lost more than $250 million, and its sales last month weren't so hot. All that's increased the pressure on a turnaround plan that's already underway at the company, and these new cuts are really just an acceleration of that. All in all, Ford plans to produce about 9% fewer vehicles this year than it did last year. And mostly that's going to affect jobs at pickup truck plants in cities like Dearborn, Michigan, Kansas City, Louisville, Kentucky. And Ford CEO Bill Ford sent a note to employees acknowledging, that impact on them. But he said basically these cuts are crucial to the company's long-term future.
Well, why pickup trucks in particular?
Well, it's partly higher gas prices. As people are definitely looking for more fuel-efficient cars these days. But auto analyst Eric Merkel with the research firm IRN has another theory. Apparently, there's a strong correlation between pickup truck sales and home building, which really took a dive last month.
And the reason for that is because you've got a number of independent home builders, contractors, plumbers, electricians, so on and so forth, employed by the housing industry that are big buyers of pickups. And as that housing market cools, as it's starting to do, we would expect to see the pickup truck market soften a bit too.
I guess people are making fewer trips to Home Depot these days, or I guess they're taking the old truck.
Mm-hmm. Or the car or the hybrid or whatever.
Right.
So Ford isn't the only automaker in trouble. What's going on with GM?
Well, of course, GM is facing a lot of the same pressures as Ford. Declining truck and SUV sales, kind of a ho-hum response to its newer vehicles, high labor costs. I'm told GM is a bit further along at cutting those costs than Ford is. GM recently signed up more than 30,000 workers to take voluntary retirement packages. And if you exclude the cost of those buyouts, GM would have turned a profit in its most recent quarter. So there is a bit of optimism there. GM is also talking about a possible alliance with Nissan and Renault that some say could save the company money on parts and engineering. But if there really is an economic downturn, neither company can really afford that. Coming up later on Marketplace, we'll be talking about how private air taxis are flourishing as commercial air travel loses its appeal.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.